Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya. Dasaranandana Braja Jananandana Dasaranandana Braja Jananandana Yamuna Tira Manachari Yamuna Tira Manachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Badadhari Gopijana Balaba Girit Badadhari Yasodanandana Braja Janarandana Yasodanandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Bihari Jaya Radha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha Ballabha Radha Ballabha Sri Radhe, Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladeva Jaya Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Nitai Gaura Haribala, Haribala, Hari bon eta gora are bari. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Sri Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Balabha Bhagavan Ki Jai Jai Gaur Premanandi. Just leave this one. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 28. Sadvarga samyamai kandaha. Samyam. Sarvaniyama chodana. Taranta yadino yogan. Avaheyu sramavaha sadvarga samyamaikantaha sarvaniyama chodanaha taranta yadino yogan avaheyu sramanvaha Sadvarga samyamaikantaha Savaniyama chodanaha Taranta yadino yogan Avaheyu samanvaha. Someone else? Sadvarga samyamai kanta Vaishnavis. Sarvarga samyamaya kandaha kamaniyama chodanaha tarantayarino yogan avaheyu samavaha. Word for word, sattvarga, the six elements, namely the five working senses and the mind. Samyama ikanta, the ultimate aim of subjugating. Sarva, all such activities. Niyama chodana, the regulative principles further meant for controlling the senses and mind. Tat anta, the ultimate goal of such activities. Yadi, if, no, not. Yogan, the positive link with the Supreme. Avaheyu, did lead to. Shama avaha, a waste of time and labor. Translation, ritualistic ceremonies, regulative principles, austerities, and the practice of yoga are all meant to control the senses and mind, but even after one is able to control the senses and mind, if he does not come to the point of meditation upon the Supreme Lord, all such activities are simply labor in frustration. Purport. One may argue that one may achieve the ultimate goal of life, realization of the Supersoul, by practicing the yoga system and ritualistic performances according to the Vedic principles, even without staunch devotion to the spiritual master. The actual fact, however, is that by practicing yoga, one must come to the platform of meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in the scriptures, Jnana Vashtita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyanti Yam Yogina, a person in meditation achieves the perfection of yoga practice when he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By various practices, one may come to the point of controlling the senses, but simply controlling the senses does not bring one to a substantial conclusion. However, by staunch faith in the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one not only controls the senses, but also realizes the Supreme Lord. Yasya devi para bhakti yata deve tata guro tasyaite katita yartaha prakasante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of the Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Svetashvatara Upanishad 6:23. It is further stated, Tusye yam sarvabhutatma guru susrushaya and tarantyanjo bhavanavam. Simply by rendering service to the spiritual master, one crosses the ocean of nescience and returns home back to Godhead. Thus he gradually sees the Supreme Lord face to face and enjoys life in association with the Lord. The ultimate goal of yoga is to come in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless this point is achieved, one so-called yoga practice is simply labor without any benefit. Sadvag samyamai kanta savanyama chodana taranta yarino yogan avaheyu samavaha. Ritualistic ceremonies, regulative principles, austerities, and the practice of yoga are all meant to control the senses and mind, but even after one is able to control the senses and mind, if he does not come to the point of meditation upon the Supreme Lord, all such activities are simply labor and frustration. So Narad Muni is continuing to give instructions to Yudhisthira Maharaj and instructions for civilized human beings who are supposed to be civilized. with civility. So Narad Muni more or less said the same thing to Vyasadeva when he compiled all the Vedas and divided the Vedas, and still, you know, the Puranas and so many things he compiled, but still he was not feeling satisfied. And Narad Muni pointed out, you have done very wonderful work in compiling all these different literatures and dividing them to make them more easily understandable, but you haven't focused sufficiently on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So, Sadbhag Samyamai Kanta. So here, Narad Muni is saying more or less the same thing, that he said one can perform. Of course, in human society, there's all these prescriptions in the system of the Vana and Ashrama, especially the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas. They would study, they would go to the school, or the Gurukula, and they would study. Krishna did that, Lord Ram did that, just to show the example. And they would learn so many things, and part of that learning, according to their Vana and Ashram, would be how to do the different ceremonies, how to observe the different ceremonies, rituals. There are different the rituals, you know, in performing these different yajnas, ceremonies, so on. Regulative principles. There will be regulative principles for all people, regardless of Vana and Ashram. And there will be more specific regulations for the Brahmanas and more and regulations for the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas and the Sudras and so on. Now, austerities. Now, austerity is tapasya, tapo divyam puttakena sattvam sudya jasma brahma sukyam tunantam. Lord Rishabh, they've told his sons that everyone is performing tapasya, austerities. Even the animals are performing that. Of course, involuntarily, they have to accept some hardship just to live in the world. There's hardship, and people accept involuntary hardship, and sometimes it's voluntary hardship to attain certain goals in material life. But then Lord Rishabdev put to Kiyena Sat, Sudyat Jasmat Brahma Sokyam Tvanantam. Why not do the austerities for Brahma Sokyam Tvanantam, you know, for the Sokyam, for the pleasure of Brahman, for the pleasure of transcendence, Tvanantam. These pleasures are eternal. So the austerities which leads to transcendence is the most beneficial. Other types of austerity lead to so many other results, but the results are temporary. So this was very good advice given by Lord Rishabdev to his sons. Everyone's doing, even animals are doing it. So why not do the austerities, the tapasya, for the spiritual objective? This is a permanent benefit. Yields permanent results rather than temporary results. So more or less, that you know, we see here in the Bhagavatam that over and over again these same points are emphasized, and perhaps in a little bit different ways throughout the Bhagavatam, sometimes in exactly the same way. And it has to be repeated over and over because, especially in this age, we are very forgetful. We hear one thing today and tomorrow, or even later on today, we have forgotten it and we don't remember it. And so for the benefit of people, especially in the Kali Yuga, these things are repeated. Srimad Bhagavatam is Narad Muni advised Vyasadeva, you have compiled so many shastras, but you haven't sufficiently concentrated on the personality of Godhead. So this Bhagavat Purana is that the outcome of that advice from Narad Muni as given by Srila Vyasadeva. So it's a very the spotless Purana, the Purana that talks about the Lord and his devotees and all the different pastimes and leelas. And what one has to practice to be always in a position of always thinking about these things. And as I said, these types of instructions have to be repeated. And so here, Narad Muni practice their ritualistic ceremonies. Sometimes we find that these things are put as priority over what the end goal should be. They become the all and all and be, or just to do the rituals, and but who is the object of the rituals, or who are the object of the rituals, the regulative principle, why are we doing these, why are we following these principles, why are we doing this tapasya? And here also is mentioned the yoga. Of course, the yoga is very popular, you know, all over the world. There are so many yoga groups teaching so many different things. And when you go to, I was recently, as I mentioned, I think yesterday, I was recently in Rishikesh. You find people from all over the world. They're going to Rishikesh. There's so many yoga schools there. I remember seeing a sign that said, a big sign that said, instant enlightenment. With a big arrow. Big arrow. This way to ashram. For instant enlightenment. So we went down there. Just to see what the instant enlightenment was. And there was no one there. And so... they must have got instant enlightenment and gone out of the world altogether. So, of course, instant enlightenment, that is not in the realm of ordinary persons, at least like myself. We're conditioned souls, and we're not born nitya siddhas. We're not born nitya, we're not born enlightened. We're born conditioned. We hardly know anything. We have to learn so many things just even ordinarily in the school. We have to go to school. We have to learn how to read and write. We have to learn how to eat. We have to even learn how to go to the bathroom. All these things we are learning. We are not liberated souls from the beginning. So we shouldn't artificially try to assume the position of a liberated person. That comes after much effort. And after much mercy by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to get real liberation, mukti, real mukti. So there's one story actually that I was telling the other day of, there was one devotee who later became one of the big famous alvas of the South India. His name was Bhakti Sal, and he was living in the Sri Rangam area, and he was a great devotee of Lord Ranganath and Brahmana. But he was elderly, and he was just practicing tapasya, living very, very simply. And whatever was there for eating, he would eat. If there was nothing there, he would not eat. Whatever there was there for clothing, he would just, some people would just throw the old clothing. Some people would throw the old clothing. He would just get that, even torn. So one time he was sitting nearby the temple, and he was just sewing some old cloth, just sewing it, just very intently sewing some old cloth. Meanwhile, Lord Shiva and Parvati were flying overhead in their Vimana, and wherever Lord Shiva goes, Lord Shiva means all auspicious, he's such a wonderful personality, and Parvati all auspicious, wherever they go, it's all auspicious. If someone's very fortunate to get the darshan of Lord Shiva and Parvati, it's all auspicious for them. It's very, very rare. So auspicious. And then it said, even if their shadow goes on you, it is very, very auspicious. Any touch with Lord Shiva or Parvati, and what to speak of the Supreme Godhead, Krishna, they're so fortunate. So as they were flying, their shadow of the plane and went over Bhakti Sal. He was sitting there, and he saw the shadow going over him. He looked up briefly, and he moved out of the shadow. So Parvati said to Lord Shiva, I said, this is a very strange fellow. Normally, people are very eager to get our darshan, even to get our shadow, they're very eager. But this one, he moves out. I want to know more about this fellow. Let us go down there. And so they went down, and they got out. And he was just, Bhakti Sar was just continuing on, just unperturbed by anything. And so Parvati said, I want to test this one. Go over and you offer him you will give him your blessings to go to the Svarga Loka. You will give the blessings to go to the Svarga Loka. So Lord Shiva said, I think this one is a Bhakta, he's a Vaishnava, and I don't think he'll be very interested in that thing. And so she said, no, no, go. I want to test him. So then he went, and then he said, I am, you know, he introduced himself, of course, Bhakti Sa. He just kept sewing. He said, I'm very happy to see you here. You're such a devoted person, and I want to give you the blessings that you can go to the higher planets. When you leave this world, you go to the higher planets, you go to the Svarga. Bhakti Sa didn't even look up. He didn't even respond. He just kept talking. So Lord Shiva came back to Parvati. He said, oh, I told you, he's a Vaishnava. He's not interested. No, no, go again. Go again. Offer him all cities. Offer him all mystic city. That you give the blessings. So Lord Shiva shook. He said, all right. So he went and he said, I'll give the blessings. You'll get all mystic perfection. All the cities will be with you. And then you will attain all powers. And Bhakti Sai didn't respond. He just looked up and he said, can you give mukti from the world? And that Lord Shiva made a very famous response. He said, mukti patata sarvisham vishnu evana shamshaya. He said, that, well, oh, mukti. Mukti, you have to go to Vishnu. He said, I can give all things, but you want the mukti from the world, beyond the world? That Vishnu you have to go see. So then Bhakti Sai said, oh, what is the use of all your blessings then? You can't give the mukti. And so Lord Shiva and Parvati came over. She was very happy. She was testing him. And they both blessed Bhakti Sai to become more and more advanced and have more and more devotion to Lord Ranganath. And in the end of his life, go back home, back to Lord Ranganath. Ki jai. So it's a very famous story. And Bhakti Sai, he just concentrated on the bhakti. So the end goal should be like that. He wasn't interested in Svarga even, or cities, or anything like that. He wanted to go beyond the world and be under the shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. So here is mentioned the yoga. Prabhupada emphasizes on this, a practicing of yoga. It should lead to meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, he ties it in, and you know, these last few verses have been, Narad Muni has been stressing, as a civilized human society, then one has to approach the bona fide spiritual master to make a spiritual advancement. This is part and parcel of a civilized human society. Part and parcel of it. In other words, if you're meant to do so many things as a proper human society, and part of it, and a major part and a very important part, is to accept the bona fide guru who can give you liberation from the material world and bring you under the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these last couple of verses, and although the verse in itself doesn't mention the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada brings it back again to the point of accepting a spiritual master, because he says all these things can be achieved. You know, the result, the proper result of ritualistic ceremony, the proper result means coming to the position of worshipping in your ritual the Supreme Personality of God. All others can be honored, devas, but actually the chief honorable personality, the chief worshipable personality, and the chief beneficiary of your yajna and your ritual should be Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. This here, Vishnu is generally the center and the most honor. And then after offering all the ritual and yajna worship to Lord Vishnu, then other devas that can be mentioned in prayer, and they're offered the prasad of the Supreme Personality. This is the proper way to do these ceremonies. This is just like we have our Vaishnava Homa, Vaishnava Yajna, Vaishnava so many activity, Vaishnava ritual. In the sadhana, on the sadhana level, we have to follow certain regulations to control our mind and senses, everything like that. So this is the proper. Now, there are so many yajnas, you know, one can read the Veda, Rig Veda, and all the Riks and the Yadu Veda and so on, the Yajna, sorry, not the Yadu, Yadu Veda,
and all different types of, and so many rituals are there, so many yagyas, so many types of worship is there, deva worship is there. But ultimately, through all that, one has to see that beyond all this is worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is sometimes not understood very clearly, and people get caught up in worship of just deva or other beings even. You know, we go to many countries, in Indonesia, for example, in Bali, they are worshipping deva, they are worshipping ancestor, they are worshipping Buddha, they are worshipping all different levels. It's quite common. India also. You know, many countries are like that. They're worshipping all different levels, but they are actually properly worshipped and properly honored and perfectly benefited by actually offering the worship chiefly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And their names may be mentioned and to give the prasad to them. And then they will get the most, topmost benefit. But people don't understand that. And they don't understand it, and Prabhupada ties it into these verses, the previous verses, because they haven't actually accepted a bona fide spiritual master who's going to teach you these things. He's going to teach you, because there's so many instructions. The Vedas are very vast. Vyasadeva himself saw that, especially for this age, that he divided it. But even then, he had to give the different commentary. Even then, he divided. So Vyasadeva himself, then Narad Muni came, then Srimad Bhagavatam, the jewel, the essence, and the nectar of the Supreme Personality of God, his devotees and all the pastimes. It is the perfection of the ripened fruit of the tree of the Vedic literature, as we sometimes pray, Nigama Kalpa Taro Galitam Palam. Sukha Mukut Amrita Drava Samti Pipata Bhagavatam Vasam Muhura Hura Sika Bhuvi Bhava Kaha. This is the mature fruit of the Vedic literature, is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And so the guru will teach you that. The proper guru will teach you that. One has to find proper guru. That's one thing. So in society, one needs a general education. Civilized human society should begin, and we have the vana and the ashram and all these different things. The children will go to the school, learn so many different subjects. Part of it will be what is the beyond the world, how to attain the topmost perfection, and who to understand one has to go to learn these things properly. Go to the proper person. One has to find the proper person. One wants to study law. Or one wants to study architecture, or even plumbing, or carpentry, any of these trades or professions, you have to go to the proper person. You can't go, if you want to study medicine, you can't study from the carpenter. Right? Well, someone may think, well, you know, he's using the same instruments. Yeah, look, you know, you go to the surgery, there's a saw there, there's a drill there. I know, because I've been in there. And I was looking at them and I thought, you know, this is very similar to what the tradesmen use out there. And I hope he's got it right here. So this is a situation you may think, because you haven't got proper education about these things. But, you know, when you've got a proper education, you know, from your childhood, then you start to understand, yes, well, a carpenter, if you want to learn carpentry, you have to go to the carpenter. How to deal with the wood, how to deal with all these different things. Even you can't go to the surgeon for that type of thing. The surgeon, he's trained in another way. The carpenter is trained this way. So if you want specific education, you want to attain a certain result, you have to go to the proper teacher. You have to go to the proper teacher. The all the materials have to be there. Everything has to be there. All these elements have to be there. The materials have to be there. You have to go to the proper teacher. You have to be a good student also. You can't just have all the materials. Just like if you go to university, has to be an accredited university. You know, it can't be someone who's got a shack down the road, puts up a sign, University of Albert Park. Here it is. Come here. No, it has to be accredited, recognized. And then you go there, then all the literature is there that you have to study, the teachers are there, you have to go. And then, so you may have all that, but if you're not a good student, then still you'll fail. So all the elements have to be there. So this education, at least this level of education, has to be there for everyone. All human beings have to know up to this point that you have to understand spiritual things, especially the topmost spiritual things, you have to go to the Guru. So Prabhupada ties it all in. Narad Muni is talking about coming to the point of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether it's through rituals, whether regulative principles or tapasya, or yoga. It has to come to the point of understanding who is the goal of all this. And so Prabhupada ties it all in and says, well, if you approach a guru, he will teach you all these things, even in the rituals, even the principles, and all these types of things. Yoga, of course, as I was mentioning, are very, very popular, and yama, niyama, pranayama. These are, you can go to the school, many schools in India especially, and many countries around to learn. But of course, to learn proper pranayama, people go to the yoga, they have to see what type of yoga is being taught and who is actually the qualified person teaching it. But ultimately, it's meant to regulate the activities, yama and niyama, and then regulate the body. You have asana. Make the body all nice and healthy and regulated, not giving trouble. And then pranayama, breathing, very good. Proper breathing exercise, very, very good. So you learn all these things. And then pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and then samadhi. Of course, then you start to withdraw the senses, start to withdraw the mind, meditate the mind. And what are you meditating on? So this is the higher levels. So if you're doing the yoga, all right, dhyana, what are you meditating on? Yes, and so I've talked to many of the people who follow the yoga. Yes, I went to a fantastic yoga school. I meditated, and they come and do the meditation. I was just asking, just inquisitively, I was asking with interest, well, what were you meditating? Oh, fabulous. They said, you just look at these circles, and you go in and concentrate, you go in the middle, and you just concentrate on the point. And then you just relax. And you're concentrating on the point, you go deep relaxation. That's fabulous meditation. Well, it may be temporarily make you feel good. An outcome. But how long it lasts? How long it lasts? How long can you? I can't imagine coming every day and meditating on concentric circles going into the point. That would be a very boring thing for me. You could do it once or twice, or maybe half a dozen times, but do it every day, or meditating on the void, or I remember many years ago we went with the brahmacharis and myself. We went to Kanyakumari, and then you go out, you take that boat, and you go out to that. There's that little place out there. What's it called? There's a statue of who was that famous? Vivekananda, and he's there. And inside, of course, he was promoting the type of yoga and everything, like meditation, everything. So there was like a you went in a room, and it was all dark. And there was just one spotlight in the room, and one spotlight, and then there was this big om there. Big om. So we went in there. Let's go and have a look. And what's going on in here? So we went in there. We had our japa mala, and we went in there. And so we sat everyone silent. Actually, there was only about 5 or 10 people in there. But so we're very silent, very nice, and the om was there, very good. And so we thought we're just silent. We're going to chant our japa, Hare Krishna. So it was about 5 or 6. But after 5 minutes, this one, he got up and left. After 10 minutes, this one got up and left. And in the end, we were just chanting our japa. We had a few rounds to chant. We were the only ones in there. We were the only ones left. And others have come and go. But we could have stayed in there for hours chanting our japa. Of course, we had other things we wanted to do. But the point was that our japa was so nourishing for us. I was mentioning, we went to Rishikesh. You can go there. One place is the cave of Lord Ram, Lakshman. There's a cave of Vashishta. You can go in the cave of Vashishta. So a very big cave, actually, very big cave. And you can go inside, very deep, very dark. And they've got, it's hard to see, you can hardly see anything. And so There were some Westerners in there, they were just sitting in there. And again, I came in with my godbrother Vasishrestha, and had some japa, he was quiet. So everyone was sitting there, he was just chanting. And again, after just a short time, we were the only ones left in there. Everyone went out. So my point is that the chanting and the connection is very deep and very satisfying on the higher levels. And it's recommended in this age. The other types of the yoga that they're trying to, at least they're trying to, this type of yoga that even going to the level of Brahman is going up to the transcendent level. There are many who practice the yoga, they just stop at asana. I don't know if they practice really any yama or niyama, but mainly they're doing asana, and maybe someone is doing pranayama. Not so many in the Western countries, but maybe there's a few. I know a few who are, but it's a very long and taxing effort to do properly pranayama. If you have to go to the proper school, and it takes quite a few years to learn it properly. So mainly they're stopping there. But the whole goal of it is to come to meditation, and especially the yogis, they meditate on the Paramatma within as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they're worshipping that personality. Now, there are some, Prabhupada actually mentions in a few places, he says that some yogis make the mistake, they get to the point of meditation, they see an effulgent personality within their heart, and they make the mistake that I am the personality that I'm seeing myself. But actually, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, if one can come to that level. So this is the goal. So yasya devi para bhakti yata devi tata guru tashati katara yata prakashanti mahatmanam. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of the Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. So automatically, if one follows this system that Krishna himself emphasizes, we read in Bhagavad Gita, I quoted tadvidi panipaptina, if you want to know the truth, you go to the bona fide spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. So Krishna himself emphasized, so all these things, you don't have to do these things separately as a separate pursuit as such. If you follow the directions of the guru, you can do it in the performance of your devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these things in themselves are not the perfection, not the ultimate goal. And I'm reminded of the story of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was doing the kirtan as Srivas Angam. Those of you who've been to Maipur, you can go down to very close to our campus there in Maipur. There's Srivas Angam where Lord Chaitanya would do kirtan. All night kirtan, he was in ecstasy. But he didn't allow any non-devotees or any atheists inside. And it's actually mentioned, this story is from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, this story that Lord Chaitanya personally closed all the doors and the windows. He personally closed all the doors and the windows to not allow non-devotees or atheists inside there. He wanted to be only with high-level rasika bhaktas. Rasika bhaktas, the top level devotee, even though the beginning level, no, I want to enjoy the mood of ecstasy in the association of rasika bhaktas, very high. Who was there? Lord Nityananda was there, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur was there. These are very, very exalted personalities. So Lord Chaitanya was feeling great ecstasy. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, this story is told very nicely that there were people. And it was a very wonderful and loud kirtan, and so there were people who wanted to get inside there and be part of it, but they were locking the door, so some of them were grumbling, some of them made bad comments, that kirtan's no good anyway. Who wants to be in that type of kirtan? Some of the comments were like that. And did they think in there they will attain perfection by that type of kirtan? And then another one, I remember another one said, this Nimai, maybe we should. He's ruining the whole village by this type of activity. They were saying like that. He's ruining the whole village. Maybe we should go in there and just break in and round them all up and tie their hands and their feet and just throw them in the pond. Throw them all in the pond. At least that way we can get some peace and quiet round here. They were thinking like that. But still, Lord Chaitanya was not moved by any of this type of comment. And there were others, of course, who were feeling very disadvantaged by not being able to go inside this kirtan, and they're feeling very sorrowful. And there was one brahmachari particular that he was a very good brahmachari, Brahmin family, very exalted. He was practicing tapasya, eating only fruits and milk. And for many years, just like that. Very, very pure. And he was thinking, oh, if I could be so fortunate to be able to see what is this dancing of Nimai and all these great exalted persons, I would be very fortunate person. So again and again, he approached Srivas Thakur, because it was his house, to please allow me to go in there. So Srivas Thakur again and again said, no, Lord Chaitanya is very strict. He's not allowing anyone. He personally closes the window. He doesn't like his mood disturbed by anyone who he is not allowing inside. So again and again that brahmachari came. And so finally Srivas said, all right, well, I think that you are a very pure personality. And so maybe, just stay in the corner, hidden, conceal yourself. Make sure no one sees you. So come in early and I'll let you inside and I will hide you. And then from the little hole, you can see what's going on. So he did like that. And so Lord Chaitanya, there was dancing and ecstasy. But then he stopped. He said that today I'm feeling my ecstasy is not as much as previously. What could be the reason for this? Is there someone here who is in hiding somewhere that hasn't actually got the high position of love and devotion to the Supreme? Is there someone? Of course, Lord knew everything. He knew that brahmachari was there. But he was just talking like that. Is there someone here that is in concealment, that is inhibiting my feeling of ecstasy today? Is someone in here hiding somewhere? And so Srivas Thakur, of course, he was very fearful, so he had to say, my Lord, you are correct. There is someone here. I brought him in, but he's a very good brahmachari, and he's just eating the fruits and drinking the milk, and he's very pure, very high-class Brahmin family. I thought that he was begging me. So Lord Chaitanya became angry. No, do you think just by drinking the milk and eating the fruits that one can get the required position of the love of God? Take him out of here immediately. This is a very nice description. Take him out. And actually the description is given that Lord Chaitanya did with his arm and finger like that. Take him out of here immediately. And so that brahmachari heard the whole thing and he was shaking. He was feeling very afraid. And he came out and he just bowed down before the Lord. But in his mind, he was thinking that I'm so fortunate that at least I had an opportunity to see some of the dancing of the Lord and his associates. But now I've got the just punishment for sneaking in this way. So that is very good for me also. So Lord Chaitanya was just standing there like this and he just went out and he went outside. But then just a short time later, Lord Chaitanya, understanding his mood, he said to the devotees, bring that brahmachari back. And so the brahmachari came back and he bowed down before Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya put his lotus feet on his head. And he said to him, don't try to become powerful or advanced just by this milk drinking and fruit eating. You will not attain love of God in this way. But by surrender to the lotus feet of great Vaishnavas, then you will get their mercy. Then you will get the love of God. So everyone went, oh, Haribo, Haribo. So this brahmachari was very blessed. And then he went out, of course. But he was allowed to participate in the... He didn't come back in the kirtan because he was not Rasika Bhakta. Lord Chaitanya wanted Rasika Bhaktas there. But still, he was... You know, whenever the opportunity came to go on the kirtan party outside or something, or in the different act, he was allowed more in the inner circle. So he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So only by getting the mercy, and this is what is mentioned here, yasya devi para bhakti yata devi tata guru, only by getting the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of the spiritual master, everything is revealed automatically. Then one actually makes advancement on the path of devotional service. So this is the main instruction that we have to remember from this verse today. So Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Does anyone have any question or comment in regard to this verse today? Yes. Yes. Oh, okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the nice class. Maharaj, you were talking about the spiritual master. So I'd like to ask, when I'm hearing lectures, reading books, or doing any kind of seva, how can I feel that I'm doing this for my guru's happiness?
For your guru's happiness? While you're doing it, you're thinking about how you're serving the guru and Krishna simultaneously. You know, of course, everything is meant ultimately for the Supreme Personality of God. And the Guru, he accepts any service or worship or anything like that on behalf of the Supreme Personality of God. Actually, the Guru, his mentality is, I'm not accepting for myself. And in fact, there's one famous essay by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur where he says, he's saying, I don't want to become any guru or anything like that. You know, then I'll become puffed up. In so many words, he said like that. But then in a dream, Lord Gauranga came to me, Mahaprabhu came to me and ordered me that I have to become and bring somebody to the path of devotional service. So the guru is not accepting for himself. And Prabhupada, I remember one time Prabhupada said, I'm coming here and I'm training you how to offer first-class service to Radha and Krishna. I'm training you. So the guru's mentality is like that, and our mentality is, let me do my service, let me read, and please my guru by doing this, and think of my guru, how I'm serving my guru, and I'm serving Radha and Krishna. So if you keep that mentality with you all the time, then you can be very happy, and the guru will be very satisfied. Very good question. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the nice class. Mm-hmm. Here in the translation, also in the purport, it's mentioned about how different processes of enlightenment and ultimately is devotional service and by surrendering this one of its spiritual master. We see it's very common for people to be following the process of jnana or yoga, austerities, because it's more easily available. But then finding a bona fide spiritual master is not so easily available for common people. So, and often they don't know what exactly to look for, etc. So they naturally go towards all of these processes. And also a lot of time, so many fake gurus and so many cheatings happening, people losing hope. So then they just go for these processes because they know they can do it by themselves. So how can we help such people who are finding it hard to find the right process?
Well, you know, there's a question, there's multiple answers in that, you know, Krishna knows the heart of every living entity, and they're going to these different processes because do they actually want to come to the higher position, or do they actually want just to do something peripheral? So maybe consciously they don't even know that, but within their heart they're desiring like that. And so Krishna is arranging for them so many different things that they can follow. So Krishna is responding, he's in their heart, he knows them. So many things are there in the Vedas, so many rituals are there, so many different types of yoga principles, so on and so forth. So one can do any one of them. But to come to the position of what is the topmost perfection and what is the fruit of all that, that takes a great and deep sincerity that one only can get if there's some sort of touch of the mercy of the personality of God and his representative, the devotee. So if one gets the touch, then he comes to understand how to go even higher than all this. How to go? And now one may be feel discouraged because there's so many cheating. But Prabhupada always used to answer in this way. He said, just because there can be so many counterfeit notes. But even the presence of the counterfeit notes means that there is a real one that they're taking and counterfeiting from. So even that so many counterfeit, there may be so many people who are deviating in so many ways, but there is a real one. And if one is actually sincere, they'll endeavor to find the real, what is the real one. So it's a question of sincerity of the heart also, and to help them have that sincerity of the heart, therefore this Krishna consciousness movement just goes, does kirtan, does festival, Ratha Yatra, prasadam distribution, that's purify them. So their heart is purified, so that sincerity comes up more strong, and then Krishna helps them on that level when that sincerity comes up. So therefore we're doing a lot of these activities. Otherwise, as you say, there's so many other things that they are attracted to, and that's their position at the moment, because they are actually just wanting something like that. But then we're trying to help them go higher by doing this purificatory activity, give them prasadam, give them so many things. Whenever someone came here to meet Prabhupada, he always made sure that they got some prasadam. I mean, it was beneficial enough that they just met Prabhupada, that's something. But he also gave them Krishna prasadam. And so he would benefit. And so all these activities are very, very good for everyone. If they hear the kirtan, they get a book, get some prasadam, any contact, it purifies them. In that cleansing of the heart and sincerity, Krishna will direct them more within to be more sincere. And then when they're actually sincere enough, he'll send the right persons to come and bring them to the higher levels again. All right, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. Signing again, huh? Wow. Did I sign yesterday? Oh, okay. Where do you want me to sign? And wait a minute, where's the... Oh, there. Where, here? In the box. Oh, signature, right. Hariba, Hariba.
Really nice class, I really loved it.
Yeah. Where do you want me to sign? In the bottom?
Yep.
Very good. I'm glad you're taking some... Some notes.
Yeah, really loved your class.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hare Krishna. You're also taking notes, huh?
Okay.
Very good. Thank you so much. Where do you want me to sign? There? Thank you.
I was just wondering, evening, we have class at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now, will it interfere with your dinner timing?
No, no, I can do it at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'll only stay with half an hour. Is there a specific class you want to...
No, generally you can adjust. Because we have 2-year, a few of them are 1-year, 2-year and 3-year devotees.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can tell some... I was thinking just to read some Prabhupada pastime. Then we can just talk.
Exactly, that's fine.
Brahmacharis.
Okay.
Brahmachari talk. Haribo.
Thank you. Very good question you asked. Very, very good.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.